falls in love somehow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I hope you like our choice of music in honor of Valentine's Day, which is coming up very soon. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. I am Bruce Allen, by the way, and Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he's been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
It's really good to be back, Bruce. I have to tell you, before you even get rolling.
Yes, sir.
I definitely heard the news from the horse's mouth as well as while I was listening to the show today, but I just want to reiterate a congratulations for your son getting into Berkeley.
Isn't that incredible?
It's fantastic. However, I do have to correct one piece of misinformation that came up in your announcement.
What was that?
You are not, I repeat, you are not broke. North Pier has not done its job if you are broke, but I will tell you.
I feel broke.
Maybe a little chipped.
It's how I feel when I found out how much that school costs.
When they came up with that terminology, he's a chip off the old block. They didn't realize that the block was somebody's financial fortunes, and the chip was college.
Well, I'll tell you another funny thing. My son, who you of course know, has discussed now that he might want to do a double major, and he informed me that that would take 5 years. And I said, you know something? You could do a triple major if you'd like, as long as you do it in 4 years. What's this 5 years talk? Anyway, habits, rituals, routines. Do you have any? Do you want to talk about it? Do you think some habits with money is a good idea? What say you, Mr. Scheinberg?
Well, you know, we've talked, and sometimes I feel like we're beating the same drum over and over. But to this day, I still don't think this message can be delivered enough. But any ritual, I think, around observing and paying attention to your investments or your spending habits or your relationship with your spouse around money is a good habit to be in. Unless that
my relationship with my spouse around money is very, very, very simple. She spends and I try to stop her.
Right, right. Well, if the ritual is yelling when the credit card statement comes, that's probably not the best ritual to have. But you know, as you and I do and have been doing for well over a decade, you know, we sit down pretty much ritualistically on a quarterly basis and we review everything. It makes sure that you and I are communicating about what's going on in your life. It makes sure that you and your family are on top of where your finances are. It keeps us on plan when the markets do some crazy stuff, and they do crazy things these days. It keeps us from succumbing to those momentary fits of greed or lately fear. Not that you're ever fearful, but some people can be. And
I wish.
Right? But I will say, and I think you probably would admit, Bruce, if you go back to the beginning of when we had these rituals, you go back to the 1990s, before you had this, you know, quarter after quarter after quarter of ritual of us getting together, mm-hmm. were you more susceptible to momentary fits of greed and fear?
No. Yes, I was. I was prior to the rituals, and I'm much calmer. And part of it is the repetition of what you said at the beginning of the show, which is repeating this notion of getting together and discussing and reviewing finances. But it needs to be repeated. And you know, we also talked about it in the previous segment about in religion, certain rituals are repeated, and that's how they become habit, and that's how you basically take them in.
Right.
So certain things can't be repeated enough, and that's why they are a habit, a ritual, or a routine.
If anything, we have our own ritual on this show, which is I'm constantly talking about constantly sitting down and reviewing your financial situation with yourselves, with your advisors, your tax people, your spouse, your kids, et cetera. And you're right. You can't possibly ingrain it enough. And the more you do it, the more consistent you are. I hate to draw such a weird analogy, but it's like training a puppy. I mean, you have to be consistent. You have to consistently apply the plans that you have set out, the budgets, the investment plans, the retirement horizons. And the more you do ritualistically review them, the more likely you are to stay on those plans, regardless of what's going on in this crazy world of ours, and the more likely you are to be successful with those plans.
You know, one of the things that I believe is a failing of contemporary parents is teaching their kids the value of money. and having rituals around earning money, saving money, budgeting. And I know you must have any number of clients with kids like myself, and I'm wondering if you have anything to offer in that area.
You know, it's interesting as you're saying that. The first thing that popped into my head was when I was a kid, the only ritual that I remember around money besides when I was very young of getting allowance, but I'm not even, you know, those are just ghost memories for me. But wow, does the memory of tzedakah around Hanukkah really ring a bell? I remember the ritual of around the time that we were as kids getting presents for Hanukkah, that we were also being trained, if you will, to give back in the form of charity at that same time of year. So,
and that, by the way, is what tzedakah means for right. Our non-Jewish listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, and so that's interesting because that's the thing that came up for me is my ritual around money that most quickly comes to mind was when we were getting as kids, which can be a very greedy time for kids. You know, there's a long list for Santa. To also ritualistically teach them that there's a lot of personal benefit that comes from giving at that time of year as well, and really any time of year, right?
That brings up a memory for me that is quite relevant and on point. My mother ritualistically donated to about, my guess would be 50, 60, 70 different charities. And we were not a very well-to-do family. So she would send checks for $5 and $10. And consequently, she got on every list and was on every mailing list. And I used to say to my mom as I got a little older, I said, why don't you just pick two or three and give a larger amount that might actually make a difference? And her response was she wanted to do her little bit for every one of these that she thought had value to her. And it was a beautiful ritual that I didn't really appreciate at the time. And I do now just reflecting on it and haven't thought about it in a long time. So thank you for stimulating that memory.
I remember you telling me that story, and I was always impressed by it.
Very interesting. Well, we're nearly out of time, so before we forget, remind our listeners about what North Pier is and what your newsletter is and how they can contact you.
Well, we are an asset management firm. We work with institutions and family wealth. By all means, if you want to learn more about us, or more importantly, if you want to learn about how we're thinking about the world going forward, because there's a lot going on with Europe, China, emerging markets, the domestic economy, we've got a great newsletter. We actually just finished the winter copy. I'm happy to send it out for free, no obligation, no salesman will call, as they say. Send us an email at info@npeer.com. That's info at N, like the direction, north, peer, like let's take a nice long walk. Well, we won't talk about the short part of it, short peer. Take a nice long walk on the pier, and we'll be more than happy to send that out to you.
Those newsletters, by the way, are very readable. They're not overly technical. So, and again, free, no sales pitch. So info@northpeer.com. Jim, thank you for joining the show again. I look forward to having you as a semi-regular guest again.
And
you're very welcome. We will be back after these messages with some closing remarks.
To it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.